I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Yankees lose. Halloween, happy summertime vibes, humidity, and high temperatures on the last day of October. Keith McPherson on The Fan, another 5 hour KM to AM. I got my voice back some. I got my swag back, of course. I mean, I never really lost it. I don't play for the Yankees. 888-808-1019. I'm going to try and help somebody tonight. I'm going to try and entertain somebody tonight, maybe educate somebody, maybe make somebody listen to the radio and say, yeah, that's right. We're okay. It's over. The relief that I felt after winning one game in the World Series is different than the relief that I felt today. I hope you were able to enjoy the weather today, enjoy your life today, think about other things today, and realize it's over. It's over. World Series over, Yankees season over, baseball over for 2024. They were not beating the Dodgers. Let me go back. All right, I just heard Loogie say that that's the worst loss in Yankees World Series history. No, it's not. No, it's not. The Yankees were facing elimination. They just didn't play like it. Right? They got comfortable. For me, the worst loss is 2001. So you were outs away. You thought you had that wrapped up. Thought you were pretty much, you know, fitting your rings. And I think last night they were getting ready to get on a flight. They were already one foot in the air. 888-808-1019. I went to the game last night. Shout out to you if you were able to go. I'm going to keep saying this. The World Series came back, but we never left. Shout out to Jeezy from the Bleacher Creatures that made us those shirts that say World Series 2024. We never left. The Yankee fans never left and the world got to see us. Shout out to Joey and George and Spiro and everybody at Billy's, man. Thank you guys for believing in me when I said, hey, let's open this up for the ALCS. And there might have been 100 fans in there for the first one. And then the world got to see us pack that place. Now you couldn't get into Billy's during the whole World Series. I never saw that many people up there on 161st and River Ave. So Yankee fans, pick yourself up today. You were ready. The Yankees were not. The Yankees organization was not. We showed up. Now, when I talk about the Yankees organization, right, they let us down. They let us down because we're at these games. These games sold out, man. People put up thousands of dollars for these games. I know myself, I spent a couple hundred just in merch. Now, that merch is like, you don't even want to look at it. Bad memories, bad taste in your mouth, and boy, did they set us up one last time to let us down. I'm not going to yell tonight. There's nothing to yell about. I hear a lot of yelling. I hear a lot of arguing and complaining and fighting. It's over. So if you hear me yell, it's me being passionate. If you hear me yell, it's because I love this. This is my life. If I wasn't on WFAN, I'd still be on the same thing. But I'm blessed that, like, being a Yankee fan, being in this Yankees universe, going to the stadium, creating content, doing podcasts, doing all these different things from being in the MLB fan cave to being on MLB Network. And shout out to MLB holding me down, man. 10 years I've been connected to Rob Manfred's Major League Baseball. I remember meeting Rob in the fan cave when he was shadowing Bud Selig. You know, shout out to my boy Dave. Like, there's so many people. Dan, Brad. I could run through so many names of people at MLB. Mr. S. Like, shout out to the people at MLB that look out for me. Hey, you good? You got a ticket? Hey, you good? Because this has been going on for years with the postseason. And in the World Series, it came through. I'm in the suite with Adam Sandler. I'm in the suite with Jimmy Rollins and Adam Jones. And it's the World Series. Everybody was out there. The stars were out. And, man, we had a comedy of errors throughout this entire World Series. From game one, two, it's just so many things that went wrong. You know, there's a phrase like, you know, you can beat talent when talent doesn't work hard, or hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Well, like, you know, talent beats talent when the other talent doesn't make right decisions and makes mistakes and doesn't make plays. Like, the Yankees were right there with the Dodgers, but ultimately they weren't going to beat the Dodgers because they were outmanaged, outmaneuvered, outplayed. 888-808-1019. I mean, maybe don't get swept by the Reds. Don't lose both of your home your series in the last homestand. I don't know. You can go through a bunch of different series this year where the Yankees pissed away games. Maybe you'd have home field advantage. Maybe that would have changed your fate a little bit. But, like, we're going to go back to things I said all season, right? The math ain't mathing. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Oh, he wants to be cool, Dad. Piss on my head, tell me it's raining. Don't get players off the scrap heap, bargain bin, clearance rack. You can't take shortcuts. Run through the tape. How many times have I told you guys I'm tired? I get on the mic, I'm tired. It's late at night. I've done nighttime shows. I'm driving, I'm on the train, whatever. But I come through and I bring it. I run through the tape. The Yankees didn't run through the tape. They got to the Fall Classic for the first time in 15 years. And it was like, we did it. We won the pennant. And they were not prepared. And they were exposed. 888-808-1019. You will think about this as a Yankees fan forever. Baseball fans will think about it forever. There were so many mistakes. And, like, I'm not on, like, oh, pitching Nestor Cortez. Like, I'm still thinking about Gleyber Torres not catching that ball coming in from Soto. I'm still thinking about Soto's defense in right field. And we'll talk about Juan Soto tonight. I mean, somebody's going to call and talk about the future of Juan Soto and what he had to say last night. Maybe we'll play some cuts from it. I'm not so worried about it, but I'll give you my opinion on it. The Yankees were not ready. They were not prepared. It wasn't like the Dodgers dominated them, but they weren't going to beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers have rings, some of those guys. The Dodgers have MVPs, some of those guys. And you know what? They have players that get it done. So when I talk about running through the tape, finishing the job, when I was on last night, I said, let that be a lesson to you. Don't get comfortable. Never settle. Don't be satisfied. Don't think you have arrived. Those guys came out of the gate last night, and I'm telling you, the energy in Yankee Stadium was it was euphoric. It was like a spell was cast on us. The high fives, the hugs, the popcorn, the beer in the air, the jumping up, the euphoria of, hold on, this actually might be happening. We actually might make history, be the first team to come from 3-0 and force a game six tonight. Like, they've got it. The momentum has swung, right? Judge, homer, Jazz, back-to-back in a belly-to-belly. And, man, let me take a moment to say, John Sterling, you are the GOAT, one of one. Thank you for coming back. I'm sorry that it had to end like that. I am so sorry that that's how it had to end. Susan, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do about it. They did that. They folded. Because you know what? They got cute. They got comfortable again. 888-808-1019. Five runs is not enough. And I'm in there last night. People talking about, yo, you're going to go to LA? Chill. Chill. The game is not over. I'm seeing all these signs. It ain't over until it's over. The Yogiism. They're talking about the series. How about just the game? How about just the game? And I'm blessed. Shout out to Tick Pick and Kyle Zorn, right? MLB hooked me up with tickets to the World Series. I was able to give away tickets and then upgrade. I'm in Legends, celebrities and players. I'm Paul O'Neill, Raul Ibanez. And, you know, I get to be in Legends and I'm taking pictures with people. It's a great vibe. It's good energy. But I'll never forget where I was for that fifth inning. I'm making my rounds. I go to see Volpe's parents. Appreciate you guys. I see Soto's parents over there. I go to the friends and family section. It's a party over there. You know, I go to the 300 level to see Serena and Joe from LA who made the trip, my MLB people. And man, I go to section 133, row 6, seat 14 and 15 with my wife and sit down and watch the fifth inning. And I had a front row view and I knew. I said last night, maybe on my Instagram, because my show last night was like 9 minutes. I said, I felt like, you know, when you get hurt, when you break a bone, like I've broken my foot, I've broken bones. Like when you break a bone in that initial shock of like something's not right, something comes over your body, almost like a chill, almost like a weird sensation of like, oh no. Like that's how I felt when Judge dropped that ball. That's how I felt when Judge came in on that ball. I didn't know if he didn't know which way he wanted his glove. It didn't matter. The ball hit his glove. He's got to make that play. If in the fourth inning you can run back, you know, make that play and rob Freddie Freeman off the wall, Judgey, I don't know, man. The lights got too bright. They got too comfortable. It got too big. That fifth inning, I'll never go to that section again. I only sat there for the fifth inning. I was spooked. Nightmare before Halloween. I talk about a spell coming over the fans in the first couple innings, chasing Flaherty off the mound, Cole no hitting them. It all changed in that fifth inning. How about the Dodgers? You give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. Those are stone cold killers over there. Freddie Freeman, you knew he was winning MVP. You knew he was going to do it to you. And you know what? You did it to yourselves. And that's what hurts the most as fans. Not that you lost, how you lost. 888-808-1019. Not that you lost, because you were going to lose to the Dodgers. I didn't think you were coming back. Monday, I was on here basically for a few minutes like, yo, I'm so embarrassed. This sucks. I can't believe this. This is how they showed up. They didn't show up. They go down 3-0. They didn't, whatever. But it's not so much that you lost, it's how you lost, because you did it to yourself. You had a loaded gun with Giancarlo Stanton, 7 postseason homers going crazy. A loaded gun with the generational Juan Soto, who you may not see again. A loaded gun with Gerrit Cole, who you didn't use correctly in the series. What we thought could have been a loaded gun with Aaron Judge, but Aaron Judge, man, this is a permanent stain on you, on the Yankees, on our history, on your legacy, on the World Series. You had a loaded gun. And instead of pointing it at your enemy, you shot yourself, Cheddar Bob. You shot yourself, Plaxico. They did it to themselves, self-inflicted wounds. They could not make a play. I had a direct view of Judge. I had a direct view of the fielder's choice. Volpe and Jazz getting caught up and Kike just making it tough and the ball gets spiked instead of thrown in the air at Jazz playing out of position at third. I know, it doesn't matter. But it does matter because the Yankees love to play guys out of position. Someone can make an argument, Judge is not a center fielder. Oh, he hadn't made an error all year. You can still say that's not his true position. Juan Soto as well in this series, playing in right field. There were some plays that could have gone better, whatever. It's in hindsight now. But all of these things come to light when the lights are brightest, when you're playing the highest level of competition, and that was a little league inning. I could not believe. I was stunned. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Judge drops the pop-up, and fans are chanting, MVP! MVP to pick him up. Gerrit Cole goes on to strike out some guys. They're chanting, Gerrit Cole, Gerrit Cole. The fans are not realizing. I am head in hand. I am sinking into my seat because I knew what was happening. You gave the Dodgers a little bit of life, and here they are. They knew that they could win tonight and take the trophy home. They knew that they could win tonight and troll the hell out of the Yankees in the Yankee universe with Frank Sinatra playing as the soundtrack to their victory. If there's anything I can do to stop y'all from playing Frank Sinatra when we lose, let me know, please. I know some of the Yankees and the Yankee organization is listening to my voice right now. We got to cut it. When the Cubs win, they play Go Cubs Go. They fly the W. When they lose, silence, dead air. Goodbye, everyone. Leave. And I know Yankee Stadium is a tourist attraction, but I've been in there far too many times where now we've seen the Astros celebrate the ALCS winning a pennant on our field. Start spreading the news. Now you got these Dodgers fans trolling us. New York, New York, laughing at us. Right? I don't expect there to be changes to the leadership. You know Cashman's not going anywhere. You know Boone is not going anywhere. And I was telling you guys that all year. Yeah, they bounced back from 82 and 80. They were hell-bent on being a champion, and they were good enough being AL champions. 888-808-1019. I don't expect you to make changes with the leadership. If you can make one change, stop playing Frank Sinatra after a loss. Let it be dead air. Let it be dead air. I remember Appalachian State went to play Texas A&M, you know, a small football school versus a big football school, and they paid them like $1 million to come out there. And as soon as that game went final, they cut the scoreboard off. Dead, everybody get out. Everybody leave. We're not singing, and we're not giving you an opportunity to troll us as bruised our Gratterall is picking up dirt off our field and handing it to fans as a keepsake. Are you crazy? So, yeah, we'll talk about it tonight, man. And I know the biggest play in that inning, right, not Judge for a lot of you, but for me, it was Judge in the ball. That started it. That opened the floodgates. Right? Judge got to be better. But the biggest play for all you guys is going to be Cole not covering for, and I said it, people in my section in 133, they did, what happened? I said he didn't cover first. But from that vantage point, I couldn't see. Then when I got the video, I'm like, I don't know if he's beating Mookie to the bag. Rizzo, the way he fielded the ball and didn't charge the ball and didn't run towards first base, because, you know, Rizzo just wants to get a nice little casual flip. It just set us up. And you know what? People are going to talk about fundamentals. People are going to talk about coaching. People are going to talk about readiness. People are going to talk about culture tonight. And they're right. They're true. None of us are surprised by this. None of us are surprised that you pissed down your leg and pissed away an opportunity to force a game six, at least make that history, and go back to LA and continue this series with the world watching. It's not that you lost. It's how you lost this World Series. 888-808-1019. This is forever, folks. This is forever. So the status quo, laissez-faire, everything's going to be all right. We got it. After the first game, when Boone blew it and they knew it, he talks to the media. Yeah, we had a conversation about it in the clubhouse. We got it. Well, do you? This bullpen? No, you know, we got Tommy Canley. Yeah, we don't need to upgrade at the deadline. We got changeups at home. We got a guy who's just going to throw changeups. Like, what? I am spooked in there watching this. Just go to Luke. And this is your last game. Go to anybody else. It is terrifying how in the moment they just got caught in the headlights, how they set us up to let us down, how they had that. They had the ballpark rocking. They had the world looking like the Yankees are awake. This is going to be a series now. The pressure is going to shift. And you know what? They got comfortable. They didn't finish the job, and they got. This whole series, they got cute, and they got. You're not good enough to do that. You might have been good enough to do that with the Guardians who gave you the game. You might be good enough to do that against a young Royals team with a couple veterans and guys here and there that barely got there. Like, no. When you're playing the best of the best, congrats to the Dodgers. They're going to have an actual parade since they didn't in 2020. And MLB gets what they wanted. They wanted so badly to see Shohei Ohtani win the World Series after winning the World Baseball Classic. They understand the global influence. They understand the eyes, the World Series. They got it. They got it. And now we got to figure out what's next. What do the Yankees do? I don't expect anything to change. I think they're going to pat themselves on the back. We got to the World Series. We got beat by a better team. I don't think that they're going to audit themselves like they were going to do last year. I don't think they're going to look in the mirror and be accountable. So we can hold them accountable tonight. We can talk Juan Soto and his future. I mean, at this point, I don't care. At this point, paying $700 million to a guy is not going to fix all the flaws and all the issues that you just saw through this World Series. Obviously, you're going to start there. Obviously, he's just coming off a season playing in your ballpark, in your lineup, in front of your fans. You're going to be in the running for him, but you know they're going to have a line, just like they had a line for Yamamoto. And Yamamoto has the championship ring with the Dodgers now. Like, just so that, you know, there's just so many things. The deadline, they didn't want Flaherty. I mean, Flaherty helped the Dodgers get to where the Dodgers had to, they did it throwing a bullpen game. They didn't even have starters. Like, we spent money on Carlos Rodon. There's so many mistakes. Judge's contract should be a lot smaller. He's homegrown. You fumbled your own guy. It's just, I don't know. Like, DJ LeMahieu, you're paying DJ LeMahieu. He's not on the roster. Josh Donaldson got paid this year. He's not on the roster. The years of errors, right? You choosing to not go after a Freddie Freeman and trading for Rizzo and just re-signing Rizzo, who was a little bit over the hill. And Freddie Freeman is available. Matt Olson is available. And you don't get in on those guys. Like, it comes to bite you later on. The thing flying around about the Yankees is how they hadn't had a home run since first base, since DJ hit one in the summer, in like August or something, against the Phillies. All this stuff is coming out. All this stuff is coming out. It looks bad for Garrett Cole, our ace, $36 million man, didn't cover the bag, pitched well, but like, no earned runs. That was a terrible inning that we'll never live down. So we'll talk through that tonight. And then as we get through the show, we'll get over it. We'll bury it. We'll move on. We have to. There's nothing else we can do. There's no more games. There is no Yankees in eight. There is nothing else. You got to get over it. You got to find joy in other things. Watch football tonight. Watch the Jets. Well, if you're a Jets fan, maybe not. I don't know. Watch some hockey. Watch some basketball. Watch some kids go door to door in costumes. Watch some grown men and women walk around in costumes on Halloween on a warm night. You know, we'll talk through it, and I'll help you get through it. I'll be your Yankees therapist tonight. But it's over, man. It's over. Shout out to the Yankee fans that showed up and spent money and packed that ballpark and outside the ballpark for the world to see. Right? Like, they don't have that in Arizona. They don't have that in Arlington. You know, shout out to the Yankee fans that bought merch and believed. And even after the Yankees went down 0-3, I had someone say to me, "You quit." I didn't quit. I'm just not dumb. It's never been done before. And now it hasn't been done again. Game six has never been forced. And it didn't get forced. And they had it. And they pissed down their legs. Because they're an unserious group. I said it all year. And people, "Oh, Keith, the regular season is not the postseason." Yes, it is. It's the same guys. Lock in. Send Matt Blake out there to stop the bleeding. Somebody, like, just call a timeout, break. Say, "Hey, guys, come on, lock in. One to get. Two to get." Instead, you get got. So, yeah, that's it, man. And that was going to sting for a long time. I'm glad my son is only 1.5. He's not going to know anything about it. I'm so sorry to the kids that went to sleep 5-0 thinking, "Yeah, we got baseball coming up this weekend. The Yankees fought back." And woke up and probably cried their way to school in their Halloween costumes. It's tough. Deal with it. But the Yankees got to deal with it. None of it changes until they change. None of it changes until their philosophy changes, until they're accountable. You will wear it as a fan. You will be trolled as a fan. You will be mocked and made fun of as a fan because you love this team. And you know what? Like, when you love somebody and they're not doing what they need to do, you tell them. When you love somebody and you're disappointed in them, you tell them. So tonight we'll tell them. They'll hear it. And we'll see what they do this offseason to change it. Accountability. Something has to change. It can't just be this, "Yeah, we'll fix it. Yeah, we know. Yeah, we're all good. Yeah, we got each other. We're tight in this clubhouse." Well, you're not tight in the field. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, there you go. Just put on your Knicks jersey, put on your Knicks hat, and go to Madison Square Garden and, I don't know, tell us how Jalen Brunson is going to be the king of New York and the Knicks are going to win the finals. Just roll on. Things change like the seasons. Life goes on. Keith McPherson on the Fan taking your calls now. 888-808-1019. I'm feeling fine. I'm relieved. I cannot wait for what's to come next. It's over. It's over. Let's go to Elias in Stamford, Connecticut first.
Hey, how are you, Keith? First time, long time. I always hear your show every – I try to hear it as much as I can coming home. And I appreciate you taking my call tonight. A couple things. Personally, as a just independent baseball fan, from what I'm 50 years old, going to be 51 in December. Watching the Yankees, I really feel – like even from the other losses from the past, that the Yankees have lost character. And I would say that by just bringing in big stars, I remember the Yankees would even, and I think a lot of people, just to put it in perspective, if you can give me a chance to talk to you and have a conversation really briefly, is that I just think the Yankees have lost a lot of that when they were purposely having great times at the time. When I say this, like they had purpose, power, and pinstripes. They believed in their brand and everything. And I just think that the culture needs to change. Yes, Judge needs, I think, not only from Judge, but from just in the sense of the clubhouse and to adjust his batting. I think he started obviously bad, but then he picked it up. But where was this before? But they can't just only rely on him.
Yeah,
they needed to move the lineup around, meaning how the Dodgers did it to the Mets. Listen, the Mets lost because of the fact that the Dodgers had better eye and the Mets were giving them walks. I looked at the same situation for this series that the Yankees had, even though I thought the Dodgers may have gotten a little bit better team. I thought still the Yankees had a chance. And if they just moved the lineup, played a better, clean baseball, I think they had a chance to.
Thanks for the call. I agree. Like, but they weren't going to do that. And that goes back to the culture and the leadership. They're not going to change the lineup. Judge is struggling. Too little, too late, Judge, to come through at the end. Too little, too late. So, like, you're down three games, bro. Like, what? Too little, too late. But they're not going to change the lineup. They'll move Stanton down in the lineup. It worked for the one game they won. It worked in the next game that they should have won. But, like, they're not going to change the lineup because the culture is, it's okay, guys. Get them next time. There is no next time. This is the end of the season. You're in the World Series, the only two teams left standing. You have to be desperate. They weren't desperate. It's simple as that. And like when you talk about the culture and when with Judge being the leader of the team and the captain of the team, they go as he goes. Rizzo said it during the season. They back him so much because of the type of person he is. Great. And I like Judge's story. Great. I understand all of that. But this is New York. And going back to what the last caller was saying about power and pinstripes and what they used to have, man, those late 90s, early 2000s teams, even the 70s teams, even going way, way back, like those days are done. The game has changed. Players have changed. Culture has changed. And you get to see Jeter talk before and after the game. Like him and Judge couldn't be more different. Jeter had a killer instinct, a dog mentality. Like when we talk about Juan Soto, I'm gonna make a case for really trying to get Juan Soto back because he's a dog. He sent you to the World Series with his dog mentality. You need guys like that. And I pray that this experience where Judge said he's going to think about this until he dies, I pray that this breaks him in a way where he comes back and now nothing is as heavy as this, you know, last run was. There is no pressure anymore, postseason pressure, because he is great. Man, I was on this radio telling you he's the greatest baseball player I've ever seen. I'm so disappointed. I've been on this radio station telling you I want nothing more in sports than to win a World Series and be at a parade. And we got close, but we were still so far. I don't know how many Yankee fans of older than 30, 35 have texted me today talking about Gene Stick Michael. At least three. At least three. Talking about how we haven't won since we had that core. They're mad at Cashman. They're mad at Hal. They're mad at Aaron Boone. They're mad at Aaron Judge. And like that's the leadership, and it's not going to change. Mentality has to change. They have to look in the mirror and say, this isn't good enough. The Dodgers aren't going anywhere. You know what they're going to do? They're going to get healthier. Otani's going to pitch next year, and they're going to add. They might try and add Juan Soto, or at least act like they're going to add Juan Soto and drive up the price. But they're going to add because that's what their culture is. They're going to add in the winter, and they're going to add at the deadline. At the deadline, they added Tommy Edman, who is the MVP of the NLCS. The Yankees were supposedly in on that deal. Didn't happen. They added Michael Kopech. They added Kevin Kiermaier. Like, they're playing Kike Hernandez in center field. Like, he was another guy the Yankees were rumored in the offseason to potentially get. What stops you, right? Is it stubbornness? What stops you from going the distance and saying, we're making the trade? What stops you from going the distance and saying, we're signing this guy who's a difference maker? Kike Hernandez is a proven postseason player with experience and rings who hits homers in October. Like, I don't know what it is. Is it ego? Is it foolish pride? Nope, we're not. We're going to prospect hug. Nope, we're just not. Like, I don't know exactly what it is. I don't want to blame Cashman, just him, because there's a lot of different factors. But I don't know what it is. Where the Dodgers every year go out and add players, they'll add a Yamamoto, they'll add a Shohei Ohtani, They'll add Tyler Glass now. They will just add Teoscar Hernandez. They will add in the winter, and then they will reassess at the deadline in the middle of summer and say, this is not good enough. Yeah, we're good, but we can be better, and we need to add reinforcements to see this thing through. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Solomon on the Fan. What's up, Solomon?
Good evening and happy Halloween.
Good evening. Happy Halloween.
I know I'm a Yankee fan, but I have to just give props and where props due and congratulate the Dodgers because, as you're saying very nicely, that, you know, they really amped up their staff system and they bought in, like, Shohei Ohtani and all this.
Yeah, it's not a fluke. Not a fluke that they won the whole thing. It's actually chalk. It's exactly how it's supposed to go. If you spend $1.4 billion in the offseason and you add all that talent at the deadline, you should win the World Series.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know what you're supposed to do. The Yankees are not like that. If the Yankees were able to open their heads and understand that this is not for us, this is for the family, this is for the fans that pays for us to see us play, then at the end of the day, they would understand that we're supposed to be playing the way we're supposed to be playing now, like how we played and gave up game five. If they were playing, like they would give.
Thanks for the call, Solomon. Listen, like the difference was stark, but it was a small margin of runs scored and like the difference was stark. Like their guys hit. The Yankees didn't hit. There were times where it was just like, damn, like how many innings are we not going to score a run? You can't win scoring two runs. You can't win scoring three runs. They'll put up four and beat you. Like that first game, I remember going into game three at Yankee Stadium. I said, are we watching the same series? They lost in 10 innings and they had two leads. They lost 4-2. Like, I'm like, are we watching the same series? This has been close. These are minor moves and just like errors and pitching changes and mistakes. It's not that you lost. It's how you lost. Craig is in Morganville, New Jersey on the Fan. Go for it, Craig.
How you doing?
Good.
We are paying these guys more than the GDP of Uruguay. And we're supposed to get in every year. We finally get in. And these guys are supposed to be the best. We're paying them all this money, and I don't understand it. And don't they have a third base coach to try and help Volpe run around the base? What is that guy doing?
He's probably gone. Luis Rojas probably gone because that's easy, right? It used to be Phil Nevin's fault. Like, it's easy to say, Luis Rojas, you're out of here. They'll make that change. They'll hold him accountable.
And we didn't just give away the game in the fifth inning. We gave it away again when it was
when you got the lead back
by one run.
Yeah, Tommy Canley. We got changeups at home. Let's throw a bunch of changeups out the zone.
Too much money. The only two guys that are deserving of the money, and guess what? Freeman and Shohei Ohtani. He's making money from Japan.
I think Stan showed why he gets paid. Thanks for the call, Craig. I think Soto showed why he makes $31 million and is about to make $600, $700 million. I think it's crazy that people are actually saying that, though. Like, you got to show me. You got to see, like, I guess, like, you got to show me what team is actually going to pay him $700 million. I understood the Shohei thing. But, like, think about that, too, man. Like, the first ever $700 million contract deferred money, it's really $460, but they're going to pay him all this money 10 years. Like, that's what the Dodgers did to put together this team to go win a World Series where they could actually have a parade in their city. They have fans lighting fireworks off in their city and blowing up their hands. Viral video on the internet right now. They have fans looting and robbing stores in LA. The city was on fire last night. They just won in 2020, but they didn't get to celebrate like this. 888-808-1019. They saw it through. Their owner got on stage and said something like, we're the Dodgers, we're Sandy, we're Jackie, we're Fernando Valenzuela, like going through their history and talking like their pedigree. Their fans were showing up in Yankee Stadium confident. Late in that game, when I was in section 133, I'm looking up at the aura sign. They're up there bang, 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 banging. Their friends and family section going nuts. They didn't quit on the team. Yeah, they threw us a little bullpen game. We took advantage of it. But as soon as you left the little crack of the back door open, they said, oh, I see an inch. We're about to take them out. 888-808-1019. Whose fault is that? It's everybody's fault. And I hear people saying, oh, Aaron Boone didn't make any mistakes in the field. You can't blame Aaron Boone for mistakes, but you can. Everything starts at the top. The team mimics the manager. I don't know how many nights I use the example of restaurants. If you go to a bad restaurant, it start at the top. The restaurant manager is messing up. It bleeds through the whole operation. Anywhere that's not run well, anywhere that's making mistakes, I'd like, because you know what? There has to be a fear. There has to be this level of accountability that, yo, I can't mess up right now. I got to be locked right now. I got to be dialed right now. We're up 5-0 in the fifth inning. X amount of outs to go before we get on a flight back to California. I got to make this play. I got to make this catch. I can't fall asleep at the wheel or my manager's going to tighten me up. No, instead, the manager's going to cry with you. Instead, the manager's going to put his arm around you and say, it'll be all right. And that's why, like, I talk about it. And I know people aren't going to like what I'm saying. I don't care. Like, it's time for a change. That everybody can't be buddy-buddy. They can't be best friends. They can't have pet names. Everybody can't be judgy, glaby, cabby. This is business. Big business. There are a ton of fans that put their savings to go to those games. There are a ton of fans hurt right now. People that cried. People that their family members died this year or during this drought, and they felt like there was some type of special angel coming down for the Yankees to make it, right? I don't know how many examples of Papa, Grandma, yeah, made me a Yankees fan. We're in the World Series again, and we're going to do it. And you let those people down. I'm holding y'all accountable. Dylan is out on Long Island. Dylan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, big fan of the show, my man. You're 100% right. It starts at the top with Aaron Boone. What he put on display in this series should get him fired. He shouldn't have been allowed on the plane back to New York. After throwing Nestor Cortez, who didn't face live hitters for 6 weeks, to throw him in that game was ridiculous. And I know he was on the roster for Ohtani, but to put him in that situation was a joke. And then in Game 5, he's sitting in the dugout watching idle, while the New York Yankees are just taking a dump all over themselves.
Yeah.
How?
Or even
how
in Game 3, when that umpire hit the strike zone is terrible, your MO is that you yell at umpires and get thrown out of the game. Get thrown out in the World Series.
Yep. Why can he do it in May? He can get thrown out in May and June when it's World Series time. Aaron Boone shell of himself. That's what happened. And I like Aaron Boone. I think he's a good guy, but he cannot be the manager of the New York Yankees anymore. I'm sorry. He just can't be.
Thanks for the call. I said I wasn't going to yell, but I am passionate about this stuff. I watch this stuff every day. I've been doing this since I was a young guy. I grew up and I'm in it. And I'm so deep in it, I know it. I'm so deep in it, I feel it in my soul. And like, I'd be a liar if I got on this mic and just pretended like you couldn't see the issues and why we are where we are right now. You guys see, you watch the games. And I know I do these shows every night after the game, and I point things out. And like I said, when they were losing games in June, right, I called it the gauntlet. And I said, it's going to expose you. It's going to expose who you really are. Yeah, it's great to start the season 5-0 and beat the Astros. Where were the Astros this year? They weren't good. And I warned you guys, as we celebrated the Astros getting knocked out and the Orioles getting knocked out, I said, every year everyone comes to drink our Yankees tears. Let us have a sip of Baltimore and Houston. Let us laugh at our enemies 2 years ago where we didn't even make the dance, right? 82-80. And then the AL East goes in and they don't win a game. I enjoyed that. But everybody is enjoying watching the Yankees lose at the highest level. And it's not that you lost. It's how you lost. We're disappointed in the moves you made. You got cute. Like Dylan just mentioned Nestor Cortez. You know why you have to rely on Nestor Cortez? Because you didn't add at the deadline. You know why you have to come up with the idea in your mind that this guy who hasn't pitched since September 18th was going to be your answer for Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman, where you even walk Mookie Betts like it all looks dumb as hell now. You know why? Because you didn't add. You know what? Because you told us Clay Holmes was the closer. You told us all to shut up, that you believed in Clay Holmes, that he was good enough, that he's the closer. And when he's blowing games all year, we're saying, no, he's not. And then you know what you told us at the end of the year? Yeah, you guys are right. Clay's not the closer. We're going to use him in high leverage situations. Here's Luke Weaver. You got to add. I wanted Tanner Scott so bad this year. Somebody, anybody, you got to add. So when you cut corners and you just go to the scrap heap and say, oh, Tim Mays is available from the worst team in MLB history, come on down. Oh, we can turn Jake Cousins into something. Yeah, till you get into the World Series. Right, and I don't mean to throw Tim Hill under the bus because he was actually great. I was watching him this postseason. And I was like, I never fathomed this guy being this much of an important piece for this run. But, like, the reason some of you guys are going to hold on to Nestor Cortez, and shout to Nestor because he's a competitor. He's a dog. He didn't throw but two pitches. He got Ohtani out. But, I mean, even going to that play, you know, Verdugo falls into the stands. The runners advance. Like, everything leads to the next thing. There's a domino effect in all of this. You can't cut corners. You can't leave any stone unturned. You can't think that you can get by cheating here. No, you're going to get got. And in baseball, momentum, how many nights was I on saying about momentum in baseball? Just as soon as you think you skated by with some, they bop you on the head. And that's what the Dodgers did every single time. They bopped them on the head. Silly rabbits. Oh, you're not going to catch a pop-up in center field? Oh, you're not going to make this out at third? Oh, you're not going to cover first base? Oh, well, you're out. Gentlemen sweep. Bruce is in Flushing. Bruce, you're on the Fan.
Keith, I need to vent. Give me a couple of minutes if you can. Number one, that game was a microcosm of the entire season. Number two, you know, I keep hearing that Volpe did the right play at third base. I don't think so. The right play was throw a second.
Get the out. Yes. Get an out. And like,
yeah, would you agree
so
with that?
So listen, two things. In theory, right, go to third, get that lead runner. But it's Kike Hernandez. He made it tough on you. And like I joked about Jazz playing third base, not having that much experience in that position, whatever. The ball was spiked. But that ball's got to be thrown where he can catch it and make a play.
Plus, at the time, it was 5-0, correct?
Yeah, exactly. At the time, it's like, okay, we don't need a shutout. We need outs. We got to get out of this inning. It's starting to get dicey.
Okay, I agree. Second point, I keep hearing media people, and I include radio people, TV people, print people, saying this is not Aaron Boone's fault.
How? Why?
Hello?
How do we absolve the manager who makes the decisions, who's sitting there driving the bus?
Right. And first of all, you blew game one. Last night, you had a run lead in the eighth inning. Why do you go to Canely?
Tommy Canely, because you have Weaver.
When you have Weaver, who's been basically
you know
untouchable.
What, Bruce? Because, you know, 3 days of Weaver, would he throw 27 pitches in 2 days, 21 the day before, 6 the day before that? Oh, our analytics, our numbers, our data. We got to wait. Let's go to Tommy.
This is why I wanted the Yankees to not bring back Boone. And now you're going to tell me, because this is the Jody Mack rule. I don't know if you're aware of the Jody Mack rule. Jody Mack rule is, if you say you want somebody fired, you have to bring a guy to replace him. I have two candidates who I'd love, I think, would make a fit on this team and change the culture. Willie Randolph or Mark DeRozan?
Yeah, maybe. I'll respond to that, but is that all, Bruce? You good?
Am I good?
So here, I don't know. You said you needed to vent, so I'll respond to that. And I'll let you think.
Okay. Yeah,
Willie Randolph, shout to Willie. I've got to work with Willie. I've got to be around. He's a baseball mind, and he's around this team. He does have a relationship with these players already. He's somebody that can come in old school. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. Mark DeRosa is a TV guy, and shout to Mark and MLB Network. And I was literally in the suite with his co-hosts, Ro Flo and Lauren Shahadi from MLB Central. He was the Team USA manager. Throwing him into that Yankee clubhouse, we just took Aaron Boone from the TV 8 years ago.
But DeRosa is an intelligent guy. He's been around.
Boone is an intelligent guy, but I think what happens is he gets paralyzed in the moment. I think they have plans, and they have these scripts, and they have things that they think are going to happen in the game, and then when they go awry, they're just not able to pivot. And then also, he is there for those guys. He is a player's manager. Like I said, it's too buddy-buddy. There's no fear, in my opinion, of him, because it's like these guys go out there and they do whatever because they know he's going to take up for him. He's never going to say a bad thing about him in the media, and they're always going to be absolved.
Another point, and you brought it up before, all year long, when the pitcher was in trouble, out came the pitching coach.
I'm screaming that. I'm in the stadium like, yo, we have to. You can't. It's not football. You can't call timeout. It's not basketball where they're going on a run. You could take a timeout. Send Matt Blake out there to stop the bleeding, to freeze the meltdown.
The way your inning was going, you could tell it was draining on call. And even Smoltz said on the air, Why isn't anybody coming up to from the dugout to give the guy a breather?
Yeah, they're paralyzed in the moment. They're letting it happen. This is the World Series. You're facing elimination. You literally sat there, drove the bus off the bridge.
And that's on Boone. That's on nobody else. Yeah, bro, but Boone.
You gotta affect the game. You're the manager. Thanks for the call, Bruce. You gotta affect the game. You gotta stop that. You gotta manage like your life is on the line. You're in the freaking World Series facing elimination. Hello? What are we doing? Stop the madness. After Judge drops that ball, I'm like, I might have to check. After two things happen, Judge drop, and then the players get made at third. Hey, hold on now. We got runners on. Like, it was against the bottom of the order. And he struck Ohtani out. And I think he struck Gavin Lutz. I don't know, man. We are never going to get over this. It is going to play over and over and over again in our minds. This is going to be the coldest winter and the longest offseason. I said I wasn't going to yell, but I love this team. I love you guys that are fans that love this team like me. And you guys are hurting right now. You guys have a ton of questions right now. And people are telling you it's all good. No. There's no changes needed. No, it's not his fault. Whose fault is it? It's all of their fault. We can hold them accountable on the radio. I don't know if they'll be held accountable anywhere else. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.